With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel has ordered more than a million people in the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate to the south in advance of what is expected to be an Israeli ground assault. Of course, it all comes in response to the massive terrorist attack last week. Israeli airstrikes pummeling Gaza overnight as it continues its siege on the Palestinian enclave following that massive killing of Israelis, the worst ever since the Holocaust. The United Nations Security Council, meanwhile, had not managed to find a collective voice on the conflict after meeting behind closed doors on Friday. The BBC's Neda Tofik has an update.
Before the meeting began, Russia circulated a draft resolution to Security Council members. The document called for a humanitarian ceasefire, the secure release of all hostages, the distribution of aid, and the safe evacuation of civilians in need. The resolution also strongly condemned violence against civilians and acts of terrorism. The Russian ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, said Moscow was convinced that the Security Council must act to put an end to the bloodshed and to restart peace negotiations with a view to establishing a Palestinian state.
That is the BBC's Neda Tofik reporting. The House Judiciary Committee chairman has sent the conference home for the weekend after winning the GOP nomination, but still no speaker in place. The FTC embarking on a long-awaited antitrust suit against Amazon.
It's the most aggressive move the FTC has taken yet to tame the market power of a company that's become synonymous with online shopping and fast deliveries. Under Chairwoman Lina Khan, the FTC hasn't hesitated in taking big swings against some of America's biggest companies in an effort to snuff out monopolistic behavior. But that approach has also led to some high-profile setbacks, most notably in the agency's bid to block acquisitions by Microsoft and Meta.
And this is SRN News. A new poll out takes a look on the issue of climate and religion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 61% of the general public believe so-called climate change is happening, and it's our fault, human beings, that is. Amongst people of faith, 76% of Hispanic Catholics also believe this, as do 67% of Jews and 59% of Black Protestants. White evangelicals are at the other end of the spectrum. 19% say climate change is not happening, and only 31% say it's our fault. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The case of anti-Semitism in Armenia. Officials in the capital of Yerevan say vandals smeared paint on the city's only synagogue this month. The Conference of European Rabbis believes a nationalist Armenian group is behind the attack based on social media posts. That group has been accusing Jews of being in cahoots with the Muslim regime in Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. In Muslim communities across the world, worshippers gathered at mosques for their first Friday prayers since a Hamas terrorist attack against Israel, igniting the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. More details from Julie Walker.
At the Islamic Society of Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, prayer services take place. The imam prays for peace, but says Palestinians have a right to self-determination. Zen Ramawi, one of the mosque's founders, is originally from the West Bank and lives here now. He says he understands the imam's message.
Peaceful everywhere we go, not to fight anybody, not to talk anybody, to control ourselves. If we can send help aloud, we will help. But I don't think so.
Ramawi says that's because of the blockade, which he says will hurt too many innocent people. Julie Walker, New York.
You find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.